Welcome Public Investor 12-03894. Found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Whoever would have thought I knew? I could tell that Warren Buffett would be the victim of a Ponzi scam. But of course I did. It was totally predictive, after all. The Securities and Exchange Commission did not ask me to be their whistleblower for no reason, did they? They just had no idea I would be as good as I was, truth-telling. Nor did I, without admitting or denying. What the hell is that? You and I, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, can only plead guilty or not guilty. What is admitting or denying? In the world of Wall Street, without admitting or denying is a golden ticket, a Monopoly game card get out of jail free. Without admitting or denying kept the Don Bennetts, the Bernard Madoffs, and countless other investment advisor criminals out of jail. Recidivists on an audience the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, curated into Wall Street's confining fishbowl, more correctly Shark Tank. Madoff's crimes were known, able to be stopped had anyone in authority done diligence. Sadly, from legislators down to local law enforcement, the cop on the beat, anyone in authority did not, rather accepting what the Securities and Exchange Commission, what FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the FINRA predecessor, the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, proffered as gospel. The clues were there, the red flags, the warnings back in 1990. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts let COMAD, Cohen Madoff, operate under a different set of standards than you and I are accountable to, as documented in USA versus Don Bennett, Bradley Maskow, and DJB Holdings. The Securities and Exchange Commission curates crimes to match the oversight guidelines Congress wrote for the agency. Sort of like everyone in the village trying to shove their foot into the glass slipper that only Cinderella fits, the only one whose foot will fit, just like the law, or just like the law that should be. Except the papers I've found show the Securities and Exchange Commission knew of Madoff's crimes back in 1963, 50-plus years before Madoff was under investigation by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, 2008, even before Madoff appeared on the radar of news. FINRA did what the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority often does: intentional misspellings, alleging case number 09-05485, hearing site, Boston, Massachusetts, customer versus member and associated person, Robert M. Jaffa. No FINRA, no Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Robert Jaffe. Cannot locate a name of someone even in spell check if the name is spelled wrong to avoid detection. Dirty, FINRA. Dirty. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is not a court. Plaintiffs are called claimants. Defendants are called respondents. Case number 09-05485 is the arbitration between Turbo Investors LLC versus Comad Securities Corporation, Robert M. Jaffa, misspelled by FINRA, Maurice J. Cohen, and Marsha B. Cohen, hearing site, Boston, Massachusetts. Comad, M.J. Cohen, and M.B. Cohen filed their answer to Turbo Investors' complaint on and about December 7, 2009. Comad signed the submission agreement December 3, 2009, a post-dispute agreement, as I have been stating, Wall Street has been faking plaintiffs into. Jaffe signed this submission agreement April 28, 2010. Jaffe was an investment advisor. Stockbrokers as individuals do not exist. Stockbrokers as individuals is a term FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says is commonly used. Who cares what FINRA claims? What Congress wrote into law is what counts. Broker is Congress's endearment in the Act, an abbreviation for securities broker dealer firms only. The causes of action alleged in the matter of Turbo versus Cohen's and Comad relate to investments in Bernard Madoff Investment Services. The causes of action are fraud, intentional misrepresentation omission, negligent misrepresentation omission, breach of fiduciary duty, violation of Massachusetts Securities Act, violation of Massachusetts Deceptive Trade Practices Act, violation of Section 10B of the Federal Securities Act of 1934, unjust enrichment, civil conspiracy, negligent supervision, and respondeat superior. Turbo Investors sought $15 million in compensatory damages, punitive damages, attorney's fees, interest, cost, forum fees, if the FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority panel wanted to give more. Turbo Investors was on board. January 21, 2011, Turbo Investors mailed FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Turbo settled with Comad, M.J. Cohen, and M.B. Cohen. The arbitration panel decided Robert Jaffe was able to pay Turbo $1,105,000 plus interest at the rate of 12% annum from 30 days after the date of the award until the award is paid. Formula amount for FINRA and the NASD, 10% of the asked amount. FINRA score, money made on the filing fee and hearing fee, was into the thousands. I have my formula I developed that I move forward with when realizing there is more to a whatever that FINRA took action on allegedly. And allegedly is a key word. 2009 was not the Commonwealth of Massachusetts' first run-in with Robert Jaffe, with Comad. While winding through my go-to pages, I took note of Robert Jaffe's licenses. Jaffe had a Series 63 issued September 29, 1979. Series 63 is the Uniform Securities Agent State Law Examination. Let's break it down. Securities, agent, state. Securities industry is licensed state to state under the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Continuing down my go-to page, I read Robert Jaffe took his Registered Representative Examination, Series 1, April 29, 1969. Registered Representative is an interesting term, more so to me than to you until now, maybe. The Securities and Exchange Commission can only do what Congress writes into law. And the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, is a jump on one foot on Monday, if that is what Congress tells the SEC to do, and jump forward and backward on Tuesday, if that is what Congress wrote into law that the Securities and Exchange Commission had to do. Along the way, the Securities and Exchange Commission began writing policy. The Securities and Exchange Commission cannot do that, write policy, but it does. And as it is, I have been asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to confirm to me when the Securities and Exchange Commission approved FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, to use the term Registered Representative, filing FOIA's Freedom of Information Act with the Securities and Exchange Commission is not unlike pulling teeth. Filing FOIA's with the Securities and Exchange Commission is an exercise in patience. I love it. I let the Securities and Exchange Commission know what I know, and the Securities and Exchange Commission insists on providing answers like, "We can't find anything, but if you know something, tell us." And then I tell the SEC, accessory, before, during, or after. Pick one or pick all. Or don't pick, knowing that while the Securities and Exchange Commission cannot be sued, employees can. Either I get the papers responsive to my FOIA request, or I get another delay tactic, which means the papers I am asking for do not exist, and that I caught the Securities and Exchange Commission in yet another OO, a cover-up, a destruction of documents. As I tell the Securities and Exchange Commission FOIA employees, I ask questions I already have answers for or actual documents of. It's just that I want to confirm what the Securities and Exchange Commission no longer has in hand or alleges not to. Papers I have, papers I even sent the Securities and Exchange Commission myself. And I have not been getting answers to the ability of FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, use of Registered Representative as a term for salespeople selling product either both inter and intrastate. Nor will I know that. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, made that classification up, as did FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, make up the classifications of Series 63, 64, 65, and others FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, dupes people into paying money to get licensed, as not knowing Congress never authorized that. Like all cons, they come to an end eventually. Our mothers teach us we will get caught. Not if, but when. Who is Robert Jaffe is an okay question to ask getting back to COMAD. Why did William Galvin, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts securities watchdog, go after Jaffe is a good question too. Robert Jaffe, between the dates of November 14, 1989 and June 18, 2009, worked for COMAD Securities Corporation, CRD number 16307. CRD number? Central Registration Depository, the Central Licensing and Registration System, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, operates, then provides to the United States securities industry to use. That is what FINRA tells the world on FINRA's website, on detailed reports found in FINRA BrokerCheck web pages, allegedly correct recounting reporting of bad and good deeds on a person licensed, and I say that with scare quotes, licensed to work in the Wall Street industry, says this about CRD. But nowhere does FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, state that no one gave either the Securities and Exchange Commission, who approved FINRA's existence, or gave FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, approval to exist by the Securities and Exchange Commission, first as the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers. Neither are approved by Congress to engage with investment clients and investment advisors. In fact, on FINRA, Financial Industries Regulatory Authority's website, FINRA has this guidance that tells lawyers bringing investment client victims and investment client advisors they do not go to FINRA unless the investment client victims and investment client advisors sign a post-dispute agreement. A post-dispute agreement, not a pre-dispute agreement, lawyers and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, have been deceiving victims into believing that FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, in its former iteration, the NASD, National Association Securities Dealers, are the only place Wall Street financial crime victims go for due process. Post-dispute agreement, not pre, post. I will say this over and over and over again until it is clear. The arbitration agreement Wall Street and complicit lawyers get victims to sign is after the crime is suspected, not before. When a crime is suspected, cops are called. In my understanding of the law, telling an investment client victim, an investment client advisor, they have to take their complaint to FINRA is a fraud, a deception, a crime. I hope William Galvin will get the ball rolling on putting FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory execs and lawyers into jails, spots, felons exiting jails from low-level drug arrests are leaving open, waiting to be filled. COMAD should ring a bell, a Wall Street bell, not the opening day market bell, but a for whom the bell tolls bell. COMAD, MAD, Madoff, Bernie, affirm that FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, alleges ran from April 7, 1980 through October 30, 1989. If you want to believe that, I don't. Documented. Bernie Madoff's first fine to FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, was for $500. Ruth was Bernie's bookkeeper. Bernie's wife tracked the cash. Reports have said Bernie's bride, Ruth Madoff, cut a deal with the U.S. government, $2.5 million. Madoff's wife and high school sweetheart, Ruth, was never implicated in her husband's crimes. Yet Ruth gave up her and Bernie's Upper East Side apartment enough to lead a modest lifestyle in old Greenwich, Connecticut. Ruth agreed to give back some $75 million in assets held in her name, including the couple's East Side apartment. With the $2.5 million settlement, federal prosecutors left with Ruth, Mrs. Madoff downsized, sticking by her man, living quietly in Old Greenwich as Bernie, the fall guy for FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, skated off to jail for doing what was business as usual. It was Bernie's words that rang my clock in 2009 as I exited my investment client relationship with RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, for the only thing I knew at the time was wrong. My RBC, Royal Bank of Canada investment advisor Scott Sangerman, refusing to sell me out of a collapsing financial market I was watching along with Congress melt away. I was covering the news back then. Failure to sell, 2008. I am covering the White House and Capitol Hill hearings as the financial world was collapsing, calling my investment advisor Scott Sangerman daily screaming, "Sell me out of the market!" But he would not. I found out later why. We will talk. 2009, I became a Don Bennett client on the published recommendation of Barron's magazine, listing Don Bennett as number 5 of top 100 women advisors in America. And in D.C., District of Columbia, where I was living, if you could call it that, struggling to walk, losing my ability to walk, drowning in pain, I thought the gods had answered my prayers. Instead, where we are today, you and me, and this became my God wink moment, where I got picked, so it seems, to do as people say happens, that God does not give you more than you can handle. I went to art school. Here we are today, my Bruce Springsteen, Courtney Cox, Coca-Cola moment, pulled into the limelight, onto center stage. You know that commercial. Ouch, dating myself. Papers I found, papers I made public show Bernie told the truth. They knew about Bernie's crimes. Except by a convoluted spiral of twists and turns, crimes Bernie did since 1963. Crimes Bernie's mom and dad did in 1960 were not exposed publicly to be called crimes. No one called cops. I figured that out. Why? How? I figured that out, and I made this and these crimes against investment clients public so they will stop. Crimes Bernie, his mom, and dad did were business as usual on Wall Street. Crimes that Bernie's sons did, sitting on committees in FINRA along with other accomplices. Bernie's boy did not kill himself for no reason. Bernie's boys knew it was a matter of time. $2.5 million, Ruth, can buy a whole lot of things, but $2.5 million cannot buy your boys' lives back. They had a conscience. Bernie, deal with the devil. So there you go. Robert Jaffe, who William Galvin, Massachusetts securities regulator, took on, affirms Bernie did not do it, Bernie's crimes, alone. Before COMAD, Robert Jaffe worked for Cohen and Company, CRD number 1541, headquartered in Manhattan, if you say Manhattan the New Yorker way. And before that, Jaffe worked for E.F. Hutton and Company, Incorporated, CRD number 325. 16307 is the number FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, assigned COMAD during the time period FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, was still known as the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers. Once upon a time in Wall Street land, the National Association of Securities Dealers disappeared, reappearing magically replaced by a newer, shinier, improved entity called FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Believe that. I got a bridge to sell you. A FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request or two? The answer is ding, 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 ding. For whom the bell tolls. Wall Street. Be good. Be back. Please become a subscriber, a Patreon. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. Share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.